Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. I'm Bruce Millington, and this week I'm joined by David Jennings, James Hill and debutant judge, and the next big thing, even better judge than Frank Hickey, we're told, from Paddy Power, James Ryan. We're looking ahead to 8 races live on ITV4 on Saturday, and then we've got some really good stuff on Sunday as well. So all the best bets for the TV action, and indeed right across Britain and Ireland. Grab a pen and paper. We will start off with Wincanton for ITV4 races there. Before we get going though, let's have a quick chat with James Ryan, our new debutant from Paddy Power. Welcome along to the podcast, James. A few quick questions. What is your job title?
My job title is horse racing trader. Haven't quite reached expert yet, like the two lads.
Okay, and what do you specialise in?
I'm specialising in UK and Irish racing as well.
UK and Irish. Are you a better judge than Frank Hickey and Niall O'Reilly?
Maybe Niall, but not maybe not so much Frank.
Okay. What is your Cheltenham banker?
My Cheltenham banker is El Bandit, whatever he's running in.
Okay. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Well done. Favourite football team?
Man United.
Yeah. Takes a backward step there. And final one, flat or jumps?
Flat.
Take two backward steps, James. You were going so well. Still, plenty of winners will make up for that, my friend. Okay, welcome along. We'll start with the 150 at Wincanton. It's the Hunt Foods. No, it's not. It's the Hunt's Food Service Mare's Handicap Hurdle. And it's over 2 mile, 5.5 furlongs. And Paddy Power bet as follows, James.
If You Say Run is our market leader at 5-2. Little Miss Poet is 100-30. Literal C is 4-1 and Miss Crick is 8-1.
Lovely stuff. Now then, James Hill, for the purposes of this broadcast, you are Jimmy, because we've got two Jameses, okay? Jimmy, what are you expecting weather-wise this weekend? We better get that out of the way, haven't we? Because Wincanton have suffered as much as any of these courses with the dry autumn, haven't they? But apparently it's going to absolutely tip it down tonight. So what are your selections based on?
Well, I'm looking for horses basically that can handle a bit of cut, because I think with the rain falling overnight and into Saturday, it's going to be pretty wet and it's going to get pretty testing and maybe even a bit sticky. So you want horses that not absolutely love a bog, but certainly horses that can handle a bit of given the ground.
Okay, so fire away with the 150 fancy.
So 150, quite a strong fancy in this. This is the favourite, If You Say Run, for Paul Nicholls. Crucially, she's got a very good record first time out. In fact, she's unbeaten, never been beaten on her first start. And she had some very good form at Chepstow when she won around this time 12 months ago. And she also won at the course over Christmas. Disappointing since then, but she's since had her palate coarserised. And this doesn't look the strongest race, so I'm expecting a big run from her.
OK. James, your first ever postcast tip. Make it a good one.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with Jimmy there. As in, I think Paul even said there in his stable tour that they've kept her for this race instead of gone chasing, and she might be going chasing later on in the year. She goes on the ground, as we said, if there's a bit of rain, so she'd be the one for me as well at 5-2.
Okay, DJ, how are things with you, my friend?
Great, not a bother.
Yeah?
Not a bother. I think the lads are probably right. If You Say Run is probably the most likely winner. But I think the one horse has probably been overlooked is Miss Crick from the Alan King stable. I still think she could have a bit to offer off 1-2-8. Like, I thought it was a nice comeback run at Fontwell off 130. It's been dropped £2 for that. And I just thought she was one in the 120s that could be well handicapped. Alan King, his stable, are in terrific form. I think he's had 7 winners in the last fortnight. So he's really hit the ground running this season. So an alternative to the two lads will be Miss Crick.
Always there or thereabouts, Miss Crick. Mm. The 225 is the Jockey Club Ownership Syndicate. Rising Stars Novice Chase, 2.5 miles. James, give us a show of betting.
Secret Investor is our favourite here at 6-5, followed by Bags Groove at 11-8, Majestic Mall at 11-2, the Ligny 20-1, and Full 25-1.
Just the five runners. Who will pass the post first, James Ryan?
I think Bags Groove here would nearly be my favourite in the race. I love the way he jumped last time out in what was a pretty solid novice chase. Secret Investor, first time over fences, and it's kind of an angle I like, having something that has a bit of experience running over these kind of chases. So he's the one for me, Bags Groove.
Who for you, Dave?
I don't like either the favourite or the second favourite, so I'm taking them on with Majestic Mall. Like, Secret Investor's had 2 wind operations already. Bags Groove, you know, was a fine hurdler, nothing spectacular. But I think Majestic Mall, Emma Lavelle won this in 2015 with Junction 15, Junction 14, should I say. And Court of Motion was third in 2012. It's a race she tends to target. Majestic Mall wasn't as good as the other two over hurdles, but I loved the way she got the job done at Worcester because she jumped out to her right and she was crying to go the other way around. I thought she jumped really well. And there was a bit of substance to that performance because Kalahari Queen was rated 131 and she beat her fair and square by 4.5 lengths. So that suggests she's nearly a 140 horse over fences. And I just think this could be her time of year because the ground should be okay for her. So, yeah, Majestic Mall, one of my stronger fancies of the day.
Do you like a little bit of each way in a five-runner race there, DJ?
No, would hate it. No.
Win only. Okay. Yeah. Jimmy, who do you like?
I'm going to go for Bags Groove. I was impressed enough with him at Foss last time. Him and Secret Investor are the two best horses in the race, but Bags Groove's got that bit of experience and might prefer going right-handed as well. So, tricky call, but I'll go with that one.
Okay, the 3 o'clock is the Unibet Elite Hurdle. Some decent names in here. 2 miles the trip and competitive old affair for favouritism, isn't it, James?
Indeed it is, Bruce. It's If the Cap Fits is our 9-4 favourite. Verdana Blue is also joint favourite at 9-4. We Have a Dream closely followed behind 5-2, and Rhodesian is 8-1 and 16-1 bar.
This is an interesting contest, DJ. Who do you fancy?
Oh, this is a nightmare to try. One of the races I'm really looking forward to, but it's a nightmare to try and solve. If the Cap Fits obviously was a really good novice. Verdana Blue is a really good mare. And We Have a Dream with Spectacular Juvenile last season. And then you've got my old buddy, Rhodesian, who I tipped at 8-11 as the best odds-on shot of all time.
And went off at 4-1.
Yeah, drifted out to fours and then was backed into 11-4. And the one thing about Rhodesian was, I was worried a little bit about his jumping. I thought his jumping was so much better and slicker. And it just looked like fitness was just not there. It just looked like he was undercooked going into the race. The key thing here is that he's back right-handed. His 3 wins last season were at Kempton, right-handed track. I think that Wincanton will certainly suit him. And he's the forgotten horse of the race. Just because he was beaten, he was 8-1. Imagine if he hadn't ran at Cheltenham, he'd probably be, 7-2. So on the grounds of value, I think he's probably the one. And it wouldn't be like me, Bruce, to stick with a horse.
No, this is one of those loyalty tips. Honestly, DJ, I think you need to review your strategy there, mate. You're far too loyal. Tell me why We Have a Dream isn't favourite, James.
Well, this is the first time he's running against older horses. He's been running against his age group.
He's looked so good, hasn't he?
He's looked very well. He looked very good at Aintree. Looked tremendous at Aintree. He's top rated on official ratings. But I just wonder whether the assessor is rating these 4-year-olds too high. So far in handicaps, they've really struggled. And his price is very much reflected on his rating. And whilst he did look very good at times last season, I still would like to see how he's going to cope against these older horses.
You're concerned about the juvenile crop from last year, are you?
I think. I don't think they're that special a bunch. I mean, they're fine, but I don't think they were a vintage bunch.
OK, so who are you going for?
Well, look, I think there might be a bit of an upset here. John Constable is the second highest on official ratings. He's had some very good form from a few seasons back. And I think it's very interesting that Richard Johnson's been booked. He won't mind the forecast rain, and some of his form last season behind the likes of Bouverdere and My Tent of Yours, right up there. So it's just a shame that there aren't 8 runners, because I think he'd be quite a good each-way bet, but it's still worth a little bit each-way, even though there's 7.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's lost the plot, has he not, Jimmy? No?
I don't think so, DJ. No, I think he's been a bit out of form, but Evan Williams' horses, particularly when they're fresh, they can come back into form. And Richard Johnson wouldn't be riding him if they didn't fancy him, I think.
Will you be keeping a good eye on him in the preliminaries? Will you be hoping that John Constable looks a picture in the paddock?
I hope so, yes. I hope he's shining beautifully.
That went straight over Jimmy's head.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. We got there in the end. James, who's going to win this?
Yeah, I like Rhodesian as well. I was quite impressed with him last day, the way he travelled, and even the way he jumped better than what I thought he was going to. But be a little bit against Verdana Blue. Thought she beat Old Guard, who was off the bridle the whole way around the last day, and any bit of rain that would come would be a big negative for her. And then Rhodesian, hopefully not too much rain will come either, but I think he could be a proper horse and be a real quick horse over his hurdles this year and could have a good campaign ahead of him.
Blimey. 3:35, Badger Ales Trophy Handicap Chase. I think we've got the flat 16 at the moment. That probably means one or two will come out. Always the way, isn't it? But at the moment it's 16, 3 miles, 1 furlong. And I think Paul Nicholls has got a stranglehold of the top of the betting, hasn't he, James?
He does indeed. And we're 5 places here as well, Bruce.
Good.
And Prenzett Man is 9-2. El Bandit is 11-2. Big Bad John 7-1. Rams de Talil 10-1. Forever Field 10-1. And Captain Books 10-1 and 12-1 bar.
With you, Jimmy.
I'm going to go for Big Bad John here. Won nicely over the course last time. That race tends to be a good guide for this. And if you remember, he was quite a good novice in the old days, running against the like of Thistlecrack. He was a Grade 2 winner at Ascot as well. Got to respect Prenzett Man, last year's winner. I think this is actually a weaker contest than it was 12 months ago. So he has to be respected. But Big Bad John, now with Nigel Twiston Davis, they changed tactics last time, ran him from the front, and he looked much happier. So the potential's always been there, and this could be a good place where he can show it.
Jolly good. There's some authority when Jimmy puts a horse up. I like his style. He talks me into it in a very different way to the way Keels does, but they're a very compelling case. James, who do you fancy for the Badger Ales?
Yeah, and the horse that I had for my Cheltenham fancy at the start of the podcast, El Bandit. He's been off for nearly a year and a half, and I think Paul Nicholls is stating after his last start he got a bit jarred, so any bit of rain that comes he won't mind at all. He's a good moving horse, so even if the ground is kind of good or if it stays on the good side, I wouldn't mind it too much. He jumps his fences really efficiently. I think he could be one of the better handicapped horses in training at the moment, and a penalty win here should get him into the Ladbrokes Trophy, which I think they're looking for.
Ooh, lovely. Very keen on that one by the sound of it. And DJ.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried now. When I heard him say the horse, your Cheltenham banker at the start, and he said El Bandit, I was like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I love one in here, and it's not El Bandit, or it's not Big Bad John. It's Ramses de Tele. I think this horse could be so well treated. David Pipe obviously didn't have a great season last year, but he's Jack B. Quick and Aldrin won in the last week, so hopefully his stable are slowly but surely coming into form. He's had a wind-up, and he was crying out for a wind-up because he wasn't finishing his races. He was right 145 when he ran in the Ultima. I think he was only a 12-1 shot for that. Now, he finished 7th, but he actually was bang there turning in. I thought he ran a hell of a race that day. He's £4 lower now, and the key piece of form here, I think, is that he beat Ron Stream by 7 lengths last season at Chepstow, giving him £13. Ron's Dream is now rated 139, so that screams to me that Ramses de Tele has to be well handicapped off 141. The ground for me was the big concern because he does need a bit of cut in the ground. But then I seen the weather forecast and it's going to chuck it down at Wincanton. He's only a 6-year-old. David Pipe thinks there's plenty of improvement to come, and I think he could be one that will really step up this season. So Ramses de Tele for me. I think he'll go off about 6 or 7-1. There's a bit of 14s out there. I think he's tens of powers, but yeah, he'd be a strong fancy for me, Bruce.
Okay, thank you, chaps. Doncaster is next.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Welcome back. Let's switch our attention to the final day of the 2018 Turf Flat season in Britain. 3 races live on ITV4 from Doncaster. And we start with the 130. They're all very competitive. Tricky old heats, these. The 130 is the Marathon Bet Sportsbook British EBF Gillies Fillies Stakes. And James, take it away with a show of betting from Paddy Power.
Well, indeed, our favourite is Made to Remember at 11-4. Bonafide is 7-2. Queen of Time is 9-2. Snowflakes 13-2. And Fonda's 10-1.
And it's your go to go first.
I like Snowflakes here. She was my speculative guineas fancy at the start of the year, and that didn't go too well. On her last start, she travelled well. She got very unbalanced coming up the straight at Naas. I willing to forgive her, you know, that run, and that was over a mile 4, which was a little bit probably on the long side for her. This is not the strongest Filly's listed race in the world, so I'm willing to take a chance on her. We're 13-2. There's 20-1 out there, and I think, you know, that kind of price, I think she could run a good race for Aidan O'Brien.
This isn't a sort of Aidan target normally, DJ, is it?
No, it's a strange one. He's got so many fillies. I suppose he had to throw one in there, especially at the end of the season. Probably not good enough to run in the grade ones, but it's very interesting. And there's some difference in price between this horse with Powers and other firms, and much bigger price elsewhere, has a chance. The one I thought should be favoured, and therefore I think it is a little bit of value, is Queen of Time. The only one with a three-figure rating in the race, and unexposed over a mile too. It's only ran twice over a mile and a quarter. I thought they made too much use of her last time at St. Cloud. Just probably, you know, said to themselves, right, she's either going to stay or she isn't, and we bombed her out in front. And I just thought they made too much use of it, out of her. If they hold her on, I think the ground is fine. Officially, she's the best filly in the race. And while she doesn't win as often as she should, I think she's a little bit of value.
And Jimmy Hill, who do you think will win?
I think there's another interesting runner from Ireland, Dermot World's runner, Bonafide. She looks a real hardy sort. Very interesting that he's at centre over. Three-year-olds have a good record in this. I think they've won five of the last nine runnings. And with a lot of the older horses, that the forecast rain not really being in their favour, I'm going to take a chance on her.
Okie doke. The 205, the Marathon Bet official global partner of Manchester City, Wentworth Stakes. Some old favourites here gunning it down the 6-furlong course. And Roger Varian has the jolly, I believe, James.
He does indeed. Laughing Minute is 3-1. Dujon Triumphant is 7-2. Labrisa Breeze 4-1. Could It Be Love 7-1. Irene 9-1. And Hey Jonesy 10-1. 12-1 bar.
Okay, deep old field this. We've got our old mate Gordon Lord Byron lurking as well. DJ, have you had a good suss of this one?
Yeah, plenty of good old mates in this, I'll tell you. We could have a party with them all. The one that James didn't figure out the pronunciation, I think, could win this. Don Juan Triumphant. I think just by the bare fact that it's got the two best pieces of form last twice, like it was third in the fourth in the Spring Cup, and then it was third on Champions Day in proper Group 1 races that had plenty of depth to them. Again, probably doesn't win as often as he should, but he'll handle the ground. The trip is perfect.
Are you sure he'll handle the ground there? Doesn't he need a bit of cut?
Yeah, but I'm sure there will be a bit of cut. It's going to rain, so I'm sure he'll be fine. Well, I hope he'll be fine.
Okay, fair enough. Don Juan Triumphant for DJ. What about you, Jimmy?
I think Labrisa Breeze could come back to form here. He's had a bit of a stinker of a season, but he's got plenty in his favour. Big field will suit him, so will the track. I've always thought Doncaster would be the sort of track he'd like. Forecast rain will suit him as well over this trip. He's only had five runs this season, which isn't that much for a sprinter, so he should have plenty of petrol left in the tank. I think he can go well, finish off the season with in style.
Okay, and James, who's your fancy?
It's Don Juan Triumphant for me as well, Bruce.
Beautifully pronounced there.
Thank you very much.
Little French lesson from Mr. Jennings.
So there's no three-year-old allowance here as well, so that's a kind of another angle as regards Don Juan Triumphant isn't giving weight away to Laugh a Minute here. He's run on good ground at the start of the year in the Lennox Stakes just behind Sir Dancelot, so I think the ground, I don't really have too big an issue with that. It was also his highest RPR for the year that day on the good ground, and I think, as DJ said earlier on, his two last runs in proper Group 1 form will really give him a favourites chance here, and I think he should be the one to beat.
Why isn't he favourite?
He might be when we start compiling it as a properly later on, yeah, he probably will be.
Okay. Oh, sorry, DJ, I said a French lesson there, didn't I? Don Juan Triumph, and that would be Spanish, wouldn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Got to be, isn't it? Certainly not French, anyway. Right then, 3:15, the big race on the card, the Marathon Bet November Handicap, mile and a half, the race that traditionally brings down the curtain on the flat season. And as usual, it's very competitive. James Ryan, how do Paddy Power bet?
It is indeed. Roy Lyon is our favourite at the moment at 6-1, followed by Buzz at 8-1, My Lord and Master 8-1, To Be Wild 10-1, Now Children 10-1, Rishoon 10-1, and then there's a heap of horses then 12-1 and 14-1 bar.
Okay, I can't remember whose go is to go first. I think it's yours, Jimmy.
Right, yeah. The Ian Williams team won this last year with Saunter, and I think they've got another chance with Rishoon. He was actually my fancy for this race at the 5-day stage 12 months ago, but they opted for Saunter and were successful. And I think Rishoon can do it for them again this year. He's on a similar sort of mark, having won nicely at Haydock. Cheap pieces seem to have worked for him. And the rain is arriving in time for him as well. So narrowly prefer him to Now Children with the high draw in his favour.
OK. James?
Yeah, I really like My Lord and Master here, Bruce. In my opinion, I'd have him favourite. I think he was really eye-catching last time out at York. Only got £4 for that performance. He was the only horse really to come from the back that day in that race. I think this trip will suit him even more. He's getting the £5 three-year-old allowance and is the only three-year-old in this race. So I think that could give him a really good chance of you know, progressing forward. I'd like to see Danny switch him off at the back. And there's a bit of pace in the race as well with Hockfield and Wolf Country. I think he could be a consistent pattern performer next year. So your typical stakes horse in a handicap angle.
Lovely stuff. And DJ?
One of these races we're going to start agreeing. But I fancy Royal Line. I remember watching this race last year in the Crown Casino in Melbourne when I was over in Melbourne. And Royal Line started favourite, was 5-1. I told a good few people that I fancied this horse. And it tanked into the race. Traded at 1.8 in running. That's the lower trade at. It just finished. It kind of tailed off a bit inside the final half furlong. Finished only 7th, but wasn't beaten that far. I just thought it was a big baby back then. It only had a couple of starts. Needed to grow up a bit. It's £10 higher now. But the way it won at Epsom just screamed like it could potentially be a Group 2, even a Group 1 horse with a bit more race. And it's rated 105. I still think there's so much scope for improvement off that mark. If you just watched the way he travelled to the race last year, he could have won by quadruple the margin he did at Epsom. He hasn't been seen all summer. The ground was too quick. I'd imagine this has been the plan for the last 12 months. And while he's favourite, I just think he's one of these gods and group horses in a handicap.
Righty-ho, we've got another TV race, the 240 at Aintree, the rewards for racing. Handicap chase, how do Paddy Power bet on this one?
Harry Fry's Hell's Kitchen is our favourite at 3-1, King's Odyssey 5-1, Remanda Sanam 6-1, War Sound 6-1 and 10-1 bar.
And James, who wins?
I really like Remanda Sanam here. He ran really well in his debut there when there was question marks over, you know, there's question marks over several of these on the ground and how fit they'll be. Paul noted in his stable tour that he wants a flat-handed track and good ground, and he should be getting all those variables here today. Or on Saturday, and Lorcan Williams has taken £5 off, and he's back below his last winning mark, and I think he's one that'll actually really run his race.
Okay, super. DJ?
I like War Sound, Bruce. I think with this race, it revolves around Hell's Kitchen, who could potentially be a superstar. I think he's got all the ability, he's a fine athlete, but you just can't trust him. He's a very in-and-out performer. He could be anything, so the race centres around him, but you simply have to get to take him on when he's favoured. War Sound last season bumped into Brain Power, Rather Be, St. Calvados and Mr. Whittaker. He just kept bumping into these horses in novice chases. Like, he's a good jumper who needs a fast pace and a flat track. He's going to get that here. He's rated 144 over hurdles. He's only 136 over fences. Philip Hobbs has had 6 winners in the last 3 days. So I think War Sound ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah, DJ, everyone was saying that the Hobbs horses would run much better this year, weren't they, after such a miserable time and would be well handicapped. And the early evidence of the season is that that's absolutely the case, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one horse that could be a different animal this year is Deffy de Sol over fences. I think apparently he's turned inside out, so I'm looking forward to him going over fences.
Okay, Jimmy, are you going to agree with the lads for once, or have we got another one where everyone's got to do tri-casts?
I'm afraid so, Bruce. Yeah, it's going to be another tri-cast. So I do think DJ makes a very good case for War Sound. It's a very tricky contest. I think simply because he's in form and race fit, I'm going to go for Candyberg. Also, it's his first start for Peter Bowen, and his horses always run so well around Aintree. So I'm going to go for him. Only a 5-year-old, so I'm expecting more improvement.
So you didn't think James made a good case for Romain de Sanam?
James made a good case for Romain de Sanam as well, yeah.
Jolly good. Right then, lads, let's get the other horses that you fancy. We've got the rest of Wincanton, the rest of Aintree, the rest of Doncaster. We've got Kelso, we've got Navan, we've got Chelmsford. Do not give your naps away. James, you go first. Who should we be backing?
There's one I like tomorrow, Bruce. It's the first in Doncaster at 11:45 for the early risers, Tangled. If you go back and watch his York form in August, he travelled there on the bridle and it looked like he didn't get home. They dropped him to 6 furlongs the next day, raced him up early on, and just can't really do that with really mile or 7 furlong horses. The next day he travelled really well. He's back at 7 furlongs tomorrow, and I think tomorrow will be day, could be the day. Even, you know, he has a bit of form and good to soft, so I don't mind a little bit of rain. He won the big sales race last year from Great Prospector. And I think Ross O'Ryan is one of the better apprentices out there. And I think he could go really close off a mark of 89.
Great stuff. James, this is some debut, mate. I'm very impressed. DJ, how many have you got?
I've got a few, but I'm going to do them really quickly, Bruce. Right?
And you're going to say the meeting and the time as well, aren't you?
I'm on the ball today.
Big go time, on there, right? My friend.
Okay. Nace, this card at Nace, if this doesn't get you excited, you just forget about it. Go watch motor racing or something, because this is incredible. I think Rhinestone will win the Ballymore Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. He is, I think there's some 20s out there for the Ballymore. I think he is a monster. He makes his hurdling debut in the 12 o'clock at Nace, and he will win. The 12:30, obviously, Footpad, one of the horses we were all looking forward to this season, he's going to be very short. He's run against St. Calvados. It will be an interesting race. Saldier, I think, will win the 105. Schoolboy hours in the 140 for Noel Mead, a half-brother to Finian's Oscar, was a real eye-catching third at Navan in a maiden hurdle, then a fell when favoured for a Mickey Mouse race at Cork. They think quite a bit of this in Noel's, and I think he's entered in the Royal Bond, which is interesting. It's a grade one, despite not even having won over hurdles. So Schoolboy hours in the 140 at Naas. And then in the 250 on the Noel Mead team, the name escapes me, I still think, is well handicapped off 130. He's gone up £3 for a real unlucky run at the Punchdown Festival. So the name escapes me in the 250 at Naas. And just one other one at Aintree in the 320, Yorkist for Dan and Harry Skelton. It hasn't ran for a long, long time, but it's down to a mark of 130. It's the same mark that he beat Dr. Phoenix off at Wetherby a couple of Christmases ago. He needs to go left-handed. He needs to run on the flat track. And he had a cracking run in the Red Room there a couple of years ago off a mark of 134. I think he's well handicapped off 130. That is Yorkist in the 320 at Aintree.
That was beautiful. Well done, DJ. Excellent. Jimmy, who's in your roundup?
Not as many as that, but I have got a few here. 11:45 at Doncaster in the morning. Tough Remedy, course and distance winner last time when Andrew Breslin was up. He's up again. This time he's actually got claiming £3. So that negates a £3 rise for his win over course and distance last time. He's interesting. In the next race at Doncaster, 12:20, Dazzling Dan looks to have a clear form advantage over the rest of his rivals. He finished second to classy sort in, called Watan of Richard Hanna's last time at Leicester. If he repeats that effort, he'll be difficult to beat. At Aintree in the 135, that's the Potemps qualifier, I think, is Abolitionist, who's my pick here. He's a very interesting runner for Richard Newland. He's come over from Ireland, hasn't run for about 12 months, but very interesting because he was placed in the Irish National a couple of years ago off a mark of 145. Now over hurdles, he's as low as 122, and Sam Twist and Davis have been booked. So he's got to be worth a few quid, I think. And finally, in the 115 at Wincanton, Buster Thomas, course and distance winner last season. He's only £4 higher now, and Patrick Cowley is taking £3 off. He was disappointing on his return, but generally he's been progressive. So if you can forgive him that run, he's interesting here too.
Marvellous. Thank you very much, chaps. Let's get the naps.
This will not be beaten.
As ever, the Postcast debutante goes first. So, James, make your first ever nap a winner.
Yeah, I have a really interesting one here. You might think I'm a bit mad, but I'm going for the Chelmsford 5 o'clock novice race. There's a horse here called Battle of Waterloo. He was beaten 13 lengths on his first start and 35 lengths on his second start. In that maiden in his first start, the horse that won the race, Kick On, was beaten 3 lengths in the Virgin Futurity. The third one is maiden by 10 lengths. The sixth one is maiden. The seventh ran in the October Stakes. The eighth was beaten in neck in a Newmarket maiden. The tenth is one is maiden. The 13th one is maiden. And if you go back and watch the race, the only horse that was on the bridle 2 furlongs out was Battle of Waterloo. He just got a little bit tired over a mile, and today is over 7 furlongs. Now, he ran again at Yarmouth since on soft ground. An apprentice was riding that day and couldn't hold him, and he got kind of away from him at the start of the race, and he finished really tired. Today he's back in Chelmsford on the all-weather. Luke Morris is up. I think they could drop him out, and he could be a big price, Bruce, coming up, and hopefully that'll be my nap for today.
Wow, I love that. I absolutely love that, James. Well played. Battle of Waterloo in the 5 o'clock at Chelmsford. DJ, what's your nap?
I can guarantee you that will be the one and only time that somebody naps a horse who has ran twice. First time out, 150 to 1, finished 12th of 18. Second time out, finished 11th of 12. So that is the first time this will ever happen. Now, best of luck with that, James. That could be a really good spot. I was going to nap Ramses to Tele, but I thought James was going to go for that. But I've changed my mind, and I'm going to go for War Sound in the 240 at Aintree.
Okay, and Jimmy Hill.
And I will go for If You Say Run in the 150 at Wincanton.
Lovely. Excellent. Thank you very much, chaps. That was marvellous. We've got some great Sunday racing coming up.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Weekend Postcast. Bruce Millington, Jimmy Hill, David Jennings and Paddy Power's very impressive Postcast debutant James Ryan, looking ahead to some really, really good Sunday action. Sandown and over in Ireland, we've got two crackers at Navan. We'll start with Sandown, the 220, the 188 bet. Future Stars Intermediate Chase. Only four runners, but as ever, Jimmy Hill, this is an intriguing contest. Who do you like?
I like Terrafour. I think really impressed with him when he won at Aintree last season. And he could be just the type who could develop into a potential King George Gold Cup contender. And by that, I mean a serious contender. Jumps really well. I think, you know, Sandown suits him well. He won the Scilly Isles, Grade 1 Scilly Isles last season. And the forecast rain over the weekend won't be a problem for him. So I'm expecting a winning return from Terrafour.
OK, DJ?
Yeah, he should win. I thought it was very interesting towards the end of last season. He seemed to really surprise Nicky Henderson, who I don't think for a lot of the season thought very much of him. So he's obviously shows more on the track than he does at home. He's officially rated 158. Elegant Escape is rated 151. They're on level weights. He should be getting £7 Elegant Escape, but they're running off levels. I think this is one of these races, though, that it's hard to kind of, you know, have real confidence. It's one to watch, I think. And I think Terrafour will probably win. It'll be an interesting little race.
James, any early thoughts on what price Terrafour might be?
I don't, I'm afraid, okay. Bruce, but I imagine he will be favoured and probably quite a short favourite at that.
Right, and do you think he'll win?
I do. I think he'll hold the form with Elegant Escape. And I think, you know, he really should be. He is the best horse in the race, and I imagine he will. And I agree with the lads that he could have a big season ahead of him.
OK, we love a veterans chase on the postcast. And at 3:25 at Sandown, we've got a cracker. It's the 188 Pete the Feet Veterans Handicap Chase. Pete the Feet himself runs in this. We've got Theatre Guide, Tenor Nivenay, Carol's Destrier, Rock Gone, Pete the Feet, Rutherland Rose, Loose Chips, Mendes Express, Flaming Charger, Vino Grigio and Court Frontier. So that tells you all you need to know. What a lovely old race this will be. Who will win it, DJ?
Oh, I haven't a clue. Like, Keels loves these races. I just find them great to watch. But it's very hard to kind of find kind of horses that are well handicapped, because you don't know how much they've regressed over the summer because they're so old. But Rattlin' Rose won the Artillery Gold Cup with Guy Disney last season, seems to like Sandown. I'm just hoping all weekend that David Pipe's horses are going to start the season in blistering form. So I would take a chance on Rattlin' Rose, but with zero confidence.
Have you got any confidence going into this one, James?
I actually quite like one here. I kind of like Loose Chips here. He's a front runner who ran perfectly well in his reappearance. He was there, you know, leading until nearly the furlong and a half pole. He's run 11 times at Sandown and only 3 times has he been out of the top 3. I think he'll give a really good account of himself, and he hasn't seen this mark since 2015, so I think he could go close here.
Lovely. And Jimmy Hill, what about you? Who's your fancy?
Well, I'd love to see Pete the Feet win. I'm sure we all would, but I'm going to go for Rock Gone. We haven't seen him for 12 months. He was second at Ascot in a hot handicap, off a mark £1 higher than he's got here. This is now actually back on his last winning mark, so I think he's very interesting. Again for Richard Newland, who's been in tremendous form over the last couple of months. And ground should be fine for him. Jumps well. I'm going to go for Rock Gone.
Righty-ho, let's go across to Navan, DJ's local track. The 135, the Liz Mullen Hurdle. It's a Grade 2. And we've got some old favourites here. And James, I think we've got a show of betting as well, haven't we?
We do indeed. Apples Jade is our 4-7 favourite. Identity Thief is 5-1. And Arctic Fire is 7-1.
OK, who do you fancy? Who's going first here? I've lost track of it. I think it's Jimmy Hill.
It's me. OK. Well, Apples Jade, I fancy here. She's, I think, had a bit of a win procedure or something, I think, since last season when she was a bit disappointing. And she doesn't go badly fresh. So I prefer her to the other Gigginstown horse, Identity Thief. On her day, Apples Jade is a class act, we know.
James, do you say Gigginstown or Jigginstown?
I say Jigginstown.
Do you? What do you say, DJ?
I think I take it in turns, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah, Gigginstown, I think I say.
Just listen to your colleague, Justin O'Hanlon, who once very definitively said, it's Gigginstown, I cannot think why anyone would call it Jigginstown. Anyway, notwithstanding that, James, who do you fancy?
I'm not sure it's quite a betting race for me, Bruce, but I think one to really look out for in the race will be Coney Island going forward for a chasing campaign later on in the season.
That brings back bitter memories. Frank was all over that, wasn't he, last year?
Yeah, Frank won't like me mentioning him. I think he could just run, you know, even if he just jumped nicely and settled at the back and ran on well towards the end of the race, he could be one to take forward going into a couple of chases. And, you know, might still even get a price of them in a chase in a couple of weeks' time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him run. And other than that, I think Apples Jade will probably be the one to beat. But at the race, I'll be just watching.
Will you just be watching, DJ, or betting as well?
Well, the one thing here that's key is that I did Gordon Elliott's stable tour. And out of all the horses, like the top calibre horses, like he was happy with them all. And, you know, this is doing well, blah, blah, blah. But it came to Apples Jade, and he said straight out, look me in the eye and goes, she's absolutely bombing at the moment. She really is. She's the one that came back in fresh as a daisy, raring to go. James said she'd have wind up. She didn't. She kept coming in season last season. So at Cheltenham and then at Punchestown, every day she got to the races, she was in season. And it was absolutely frustrating the life out of them, because they knew she was in good form getting there, but then she was in season and she just didn't show what she was made of. They've sorted that problem over the summer. They've rectified it. And they think they've got her back to the form that she was in at the start of last season and the season before, when she was spectacular. I actually didn't know the prices of that race before I came on. I was hoping she might be about 4 to 5. But I think she's one that might drift because people look at her last two runs. But reading between the lines and Gordon's, this is one horse that won't be beaten on Sunday.
OK, and the other race, Paddy Power, priced up at Navan on Sunday's the 210, the Tote.com Fort Trier Chase. James, take it away.
Bally Ushin here is our 4 to 5 favourite. Dr. Phoenix, 3 to 1, and Ordinary World, 7 to 2.
Are you going to take on the Fav, James?
I think he could be a good horse. I really do. And I think he still kind of has that untapped potential charm about him. He's had good form over the summer, and I think he could continue progressing and turn into a right old 2 mile chaser. Maybe just short of top class, but good enough to win this race.
Bally Ushin for you, David.
Yeah, probably the most disappointing race of the day. We're hoping we might get Footpad, St. Calvados, or Great Field, or some of them. We've got none of them. Bally Ushin, this is his Gold Cup, because I don't think he's going to win a Grade 1 this season. He needs decent ground, so he's not going to be running through the winter. I think he's been primed for this race. Dr. Phoenix is getting on a bit. We'll probably need the run. I would double up Apples Jade and Bally Ushin.
Right you are. And Jimmy?
I'll take a chance here on Listen Dear for the Mullins yard here. She hasn't been in the greatest form for the last 12 months, but she just signs that she might be returning to her best. Certainly 2 seasons ago, she was very good over fences. I remember her winning very impressively at Cork one day. If she can get back to that sort of form, I mean, she's getting about £10 from the principals here. She's got a chance.
Okay, jolly good. Any other Sunday fancies, James?
I think Campeador has been a favourite horse of mine for quite a while. He's running the 240 Beginner's Chase and the same Navan card. I remember Gordon Elliott once described him as the fastest horse he'd had in training up until that point, and he's fallen at last fence hurdles a couple of times, but he could be one that, you know, if he was to take the step forward over chases, he could be a really exciting 2 mile chaser.
DJ?
I don't know how Campeador could be anybody's favourite horse in training. He is an absolute rogue. Now, he's a very good rogue, but he's a rogue. It's going to be fascinating to see how he gets on over fences. This is the race that Footpad won last year. Bog Warrior beat Flemingstar in it a few years ago as well. It's a real good race. Yeah, he could win, but I'm just looking forward to seeing how he gets on. Probably the race I'm most looking forward to on Sunday is at 105. It's the Grade 3 Novice Hurdle, the 4 auction Novice Hurdle. Quick Grab Him runs against Felix Dejé. Both of these are proper Supreme Novice Hurdle candidates. Quick Grab Him has to give Felix Dejé £7, which could kind of tilt it in Felix Dejé's favour. But I think Quick Grab Him was one of these Mullins horses that has kind of taken them by surprise. He was very impressive in the Listowel Maiden Hurdle. Then he was brilliant at Tipperary when he won in the Bridle. So I think he might be able to give Felix Dejé the weight. And just two others, Bruce, in the 3:15, I think Ange Dore's Javalex for Gordon and Jack Kennedy could be well handicapped. It's his first run for the stable. I think he's very, very interesting. And in the 12:35, that is the opening 2 mile 6, handicap hurdle. I thought Lord in Red for Noel Mead won with a bit to spare in a Roscommon Maiden Hurdle and could have more to offer off 1:14. That's the 12:35 at Navan.
Well done, Jimmy Hill. Anything else from you?
Not really. I'm planning on going to Sandown actually on Sunday, so I think I'm going to do a few paddock picks then. But one horse I will be very interesting in seeing is a horse called Royal Sunday. That's going to run on the 2:55 on the card. And it's just basically a starting point for him. But he won very nicely at Hereford last season. And hopefully he's going to go on and improve to be quite a nice youngster.
DJ, yes or no, do you think Jimmy, when he goes racing, carries binoculars with him?
Oh, like if he gave me 1 to 66, I'd take it.
Really?
why is that?
Definitely carries binoculars.
He sounds like a binoculars man. But yeah. Are you binoculars or big screen, Jimmy?
My eyesight is so bad, Bruce. I need the binoculars to look at the big screen sometimes.
Oh, really?
Particularly at Cheltenham and places like that. I do like to carry binoculars with me. I will do at Sandown because it's just such a good viewing track. You don't really need the big screen for it.
Oh, I was looking for a price there. No binoculars. What about tweed? You've got to be wearing tweed, haven't you, Jimmy?
No.
What price would you give me there for tweed?
I'd have been shorter tweed than binoculars.
What you no, mean? I'd say binoculars, no tweed.
But you're not going to be wearing an Everton shirt, are you?
not
you
my
must
Sky
be wearing
Blue
tweed,
shirt.
Surely.
I got a sports jacket. Sometimes I wear that. I won't be wearing
that
tomorrow.
It's going to be cold. Do you need to wrap up, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'll wear a coat or something. So I'm a Londoner, Bruce. I'm not a tweed person.
You're not. You're a son of the soil. So, Sandown Sunday, what Saturday?
Saturday I'll be working in the office.
Jolly good. Yep. DJ, what have you got on?
Oh, do you know what we're doing tomorrow, Bruce?
No.
We're writing the invitations.
Oh, right.
They came yesterday. So we collect them yesterday. Are you getting excited? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm on tenterhooks. I've been waiting for about a year. So we'll have to see. Oh, that will be interesting. Have you got a professional calligrapher or will you be scrawling them out?
Yeah, we have a professional calligrapher, Aoife. She'll be writing them.
She got nice writing.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's a teacher. She's lovely writing. Yeah, yeah. So we're just hoping that Bruce Millington, London, will make its way to you.
I'm sure it will, mate. Don't worry. Excellent. That's, wow, how exciting. And then Navan Sunday, yeah?
Navan, working at Navan Sunday, yeah.
Jolly good. And James, what's the weekend hold for you? You young, fresh-faced boy band. Look, suppose you'll be out in the town, will you?
Yeah, I'm actually heading over to London on Saturday night for a little party, a little shindig.
Whereabouts?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you whereabouts it is. I just get the invite and head over. But it's one of those where you wear your worst shirt in your wardrobe. So Niall has been helping me out pick out a couple of shirts. So I've been getting some off him.
Oh, lovely.
Will
you be going Sandown then?
I'm not sure I'll quite make it, or I'll be in quite the form to make the Sandown trip on Sunday. But we'll see. You never know.
Well, if you get there and you see a man with binoculars and tweed, say hello to Jimmy, won't you? Thank you very much, chaps. James, that was an excellent debut. Good luck with your tips. Likewise, DJ and Jimmy, thanks for your expertise. If you enjoy these shows, please do make sure you rate, review and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Let me just take you through quickly what we've got next week on the podcasts. Maddie and the crew are back on Monday. They will be reviewing the weekend and taking an early look ahead to the open meeting at Cheltenham, which is coming up next week. Very exciting. Wednesday, the brilliant Steve Palmer and Ian McLaughlin are back with another golf podcast. We've got football on Thursday, and then we are back next Friday to look ahead to Cheltenham and all the rest of the weekend action. Do please join us for all of those.
Introducing Paddy Power's Beat the Drop. We're giving every customer 30 days free entry and a grand up front. It's up to you to keep it. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly. Play now at beatthedrop.paddypower.com.